Masechet Shevi'it, Perek Het, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous chapter, we discussed the idea of Kiddushat Shevi'it, of the sanctity of Shemitah, that when you have produce that has the Shemitah status, a person, even though he's allowed to eat from it, is limited in what he could do with it, because it is holy. This Mishnah is going to talk about how we could use certain produce based on what that produce is generally used for. Mishnah says, Kelal Gadol Amru Bashevi'it, Hachamim stated a major klal, a major rule about Shemitah produce. Kolam Yuhad L'machal Adam, any produce that was reserved for human consumption, Enosi Mimenu Melugma L'Adam, is not allowed to be used as a bandage for a person. If a person, for example, has wheat is generally used to feed a person. He can't take that wheat, soften up the kernels of Shemitah produce we're talking about, and then put it on a wound to fix a bandage. If it is definitely something that is used for food, a person cannot use it for another bodily need. And we learn that out from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Vayita Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla. The produce that was Shabbat, that set aside, should be yours to eat. And we are midayek, we infer from here, to eat and not for another bodily need, unless it was something that was generally used for bodily need. Here we're talking about something that was miyuhad lema'achal adam, that was reserved for human consumption. And Mishnah continues and says, ve'en sarich lomad lebehemnan, and obviously you can't make a bandage for an animal with this produce. You can't use it to cover a wound if it was designated for human consumption. Mishnah continues and says, "Vechol she'enu miyuhad l'ma'achal adam, anything that was not reserved for human consumption, but was used as animal food, osin mimenu melugma l'adam. You're allowed to use that food as a bandage to heal the wound of a person. Because again, with a person, that's automatically a higher status than an animal. So anything that's animal produce, you could use for human needs. That's fully allowed, but you're not allowed to use it for animal produce. We learn that from the Pasuk. And for the animals of your land and of your field, all of this crop should be to eat. So again, we learn that from here, we infer that it has to be eaten if it was reserved for animal food. The Mishnah continues with the third category. Any produce that was not set aside and reserved for human consumption or for animals, rather it was interchangeable. Sometimes human beings ate this food, sometimes animals ate this food, sometimes it was put to other uses, it was used as firewood or other things. Halacha is as follows. Hashav alav l'machal adam u'machal behema. If when he picked the produce from the ground, his mindset was that he was going to use this for both human food and for animal food. Notnin alav chumre adam v'chumre behema. We apply the chumrot, the stringencies of human food and of animal food to it. The stringencies of human food would be that a person is not allowed to use this item, this produce, as part of a bandage. He can't put it on a wound to heal himself. So that's the humre adam. Because if it's human food, I'm not allowed to use it to heal myself. I have to use it to eat. So that's the humra of ma'achal adam. And the humra of humre behema, the stringency of if it was going to be used for animal food, is that a person is not allowed to cook it. Animal food has Shemitah sanctity, and it's not allowed to be cooked. Why? Because we know the halakha is that Shemitah produce is only allowed to be cooked and prepared in its regular manner. It can't be prepared in an unusual manner because that would be considered destroying the food. If it's something that's not usually cooked this way, and if it's not cooked at all, and I'm cooking it, it's a form of destruction of the food, and I'm not allowed to destroy or waste Shemitah produce. So since animals generally eat their food raw, and it's not normal to cook animal food, I'm not allowed to do so in this case. Since we put the humrot, the stringencies of both human food and animal food on this produce that we have in front of us, you're not allowed to cook this food either. Mishnah continues and says, Hashav alav le'etzim, harehu ke'etzim. But if at the time that a person picked the produce, he in his mind he wanted to use this as firewood, we consider it to be firewood, and it has no Shemitah sanctity at all. And here, obviously, again, we're talking about a type of item that is interchangeable, has a lot of different uses. So it has no Shemitah sanctity at all because he thought of this as etzim, kegon hasi'ah, v'ha'ezov, v'ha'kunid. Examples of such items are pennyroyal, hyssop, and savory, all different types of plants that sometimes they used for food for people, sometimes used for food for animals, and sometimes they're used for firewood.